March 29th is the centenary of the Mother's first meeting with Srila. And I have been asked to give a concert in honor of her in the ashram on the 30th of March. And again on the 28th of March for the students of the ashram, 30th of March with the singers from Oroville. If anyone is able to commit to rehearsals, then please sign this book that Jason has, and we will set dates and times for rehearsals. It is not necessary that you can read music, but you should be able to sing a note on pitch. Also, we were talking about a venue for rehearsals, and that may be Bharat Nivas, which would be very important. So I need help from everybody to arrange these things, and I'll come out, we'll do the rehearsals here. And I believe I told you last week that I was taken to the staircase where Mother stood, and she looked up at Sri Aurobindo, and that was the first contact. And she wrote after that those extraordinary words, "He whom we met here on earth today, that you must know, many of you." Told by one of the old Ashramites that Sri Aurobindo's first words to Mother were, "You are she. Call Mother to her. Call her into your souls, into this collective body, with so many new faces. No one has come to her chance. There is no chance. She already was very clear on that. Nothing happens by chance. We are led. We are guided. And if we are sincere that we want this path, it will be. So in the Om choir, we aspire to bring down a new music, a music that has not been heard on the earth before, a music that has the power of transformation, of effectuation, of healing. But it is a music that comes through a collective body, not an individual here and an individual there. So we must try. If it's with our mind, all right, we can have the faith. If it's with our heart, all the better. Try to feel that we are one, because we are here for the divine purpose. Why else? All kinds of chaos are around us. But here, we have the opportunity to unite as never before, because each voice joins with another voice, and all the voices are one voice. All is beautiful. There is nothing that is not. If we approach from the heart, psyche being, so let us begin. like in the person next to you and the music will not stop.
Thank you.
Open your mouth. give you that same kind of chord. And I want you to move the voice. Don't worry about what it sounds like. Just invoke Mother. Invoke the Divine Presence. It will come. Without this. Some people will have only one note that they want to sing. Perfect. Perfect. That's the only note we have?
Wonderful.
That's our contribution. That's our offering to the divine. If we have more than one note, we sing one. But we guide by the higher force. We guide by the higher force. And that guidance, if we are very quiet and very still, will make every note deeper and deeper every year, and more beautiful.
Here are some words by the mother from the book The Supreme Discovery. The ancient traditions were right when they said, we and the source of our being, we and our God are one. And this unity should not be understood as only a relation of union more or less close and intimate, but as a true identity. Thus, when the man who seeks the divine tries to climb by gradual degrees up to the inaccessible, he forgets that all his knowledge, all his intuition could not take him one step forward in this infinite. He does not know that what he wishes to attain, believing it to be so far from him, is within him. For how can he know anything about the source of things so long as he is not conscious of that source within himself? It is by understanding himself, by learning to know himself, that he can make the supreme discovery and, wondering, cry out like the patriarch spoken of in the Bible. It is here, the house of God, and I knew it not. That is why one must give expression to the sublime thought, creatrix of the material world, so that all may hear the word which fills the heavens and the earth. I am in all things and all beings. says, I will ask you not to let resentment or anything else rise and dictate your conduct. Put these things aside and seek that peace within you. And the seeking of the divine are the one thing important. These clashes being only spells of the ego. Turn yourself in the one direction. But for the rest, keep a quiet goodwill to all.
Thank you. in the memory behind our mortal sins. A dream persists of larger, happier air. Breathing around free hearts of joy and love, forgotten by us, immortal in lost time. One day he shall descend to life and earth, leaving the secrecy of the eternal doors into a world that cries to him for help, and bring the truth that sets the spirit free, the joy that is the baptism of the soul, the strength that is the outstretched arms of love.
Thank you.
alive in a dead, rotating universe. We whirl not here upon a casual road, abandoned to a task beyond our purpose. Even through the tangled anarchy called state, and through the bitterness of death and fall, an outstretched hand is felt upon our lives. It is near us in unnumbered bodies and purpose. In its unslackening grasp, it keeps us safe. The one inevitable supreme result, no will can take away, and no doom change. The crown of conscious immortality. The Godhead promised to our struggling souls, when first man's heart dared death and suffered life.
Oh.
sometimes a divine